T2 Trainspotting was officially released last week. It'll start showing soon in Phoenix. It shows Mark Renton and his buddies 20 years after the original movie. Trainspotting was unflinching in its portrayal of drug use, and that got us wondering how things have changed since the film came out. To help answer that, I'm joined by Michael Young, president of the New York Film Academy. And Michael, over the last decade or so, let's say, how have you seen the way in which movies and TV programs show drug use and abuse evolve?
Well, I think two shows in quality programming on TV have really addressed drug use in an interesting way. And the two, to me, are The Nick, Steven Soderbergh's show with Clive Owen as the star, and Mad Men, in the sense that alcohol and the abuse of alcohol is so central to the culture of Madison Avenue advertising in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Those two shows, I think, expose audiences to some of the same kinds of issues and questions about who we are, how people behave, and why, as you know, a terrific movie like Trainspotting. Trainspotting may be one of the first films that really confronted people with the two sides of this, both the what might attract people to the drug culture and to that lifestyle, and the incredible devastation that it wreaks.
Do you find that there are films or TV shows that continue to glamorize drug or alcohol use? I mean, you mentioned Mad Men, and to an extent, Mad Men did kind of glamorize drinking at some points. You know, it was very, you know, sort of high society and people had a lot of fun. At the same time, it also, you know, showed some of the problems that people who drink too much endure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is fair to say that the whole culture that Mad Men at both can glamorize, but also is extremely critical of in that show. I take away from that show, and I think a lot of audience take away, that watching the show gives us a chance to vicariously imagine that lifestyle, but you can see the arc of that show shows how it brings people down, and you see how ugly it can be. I think Trainspotting is famous for doing that, and at the New York Film Academy, we had a researcher do a study that found that Trainspotting, in fact, discouraged drug use, and that there was, in some cases, people who might be attracted to drugs choosing not to take drugs having seen the film.
Are there rules, either written or otherwise, about what you can or cannot show in movies or TV regarding drug use?
Our rule, the New York Film Academy, my rule, and our rule for students, which I think is an unwritten rule, is you don't show something that does not advance the story. Gratuitous violence, whether it's violence or obscenity, that isn't critical to understanding the character or advancing the story, that's an unwritten rule. You don't do that. So in Trainspotting, it was essential to show, in order for people to understand what it meant to be a drug addict. So I think as long as it advances the story and is critical to your understanding of the character, there are very few things now that you can't show. Of course, it changes the rating of a film, whether it's PG-13 or mature audiences only, then that's a decision that's made by the MPAA.
Michael Young is president of the New York Film Academy. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.